Here's the thing, I think, and I don't know if Alderman Hopkins is still in the building can hear me or not, but I mean, we kind of made news here. Alderman Tunney, Tom Tunney, if he runs for mayor, Alderman Hopkins won't and will support Tunney. If Tunney decides not to run, then there's a good chance that Alderman Hopkins will run. I can't wait. After 2 o'clock, Loretta Swit. I mean, who isn't a fan of the TV show MASH? It's still on every 5 minutes somewhere, and for good reason, celebrating 50 years. And we will talk also with Loretta Swit about what she cares about the most in life. I happen to know what that is. Light the Night is a wonderfully inspirational event, a touching event in so many ways. It's one of those walks for a nonprofit. This is the Leukemia Lymphoma Society. And the walk chair, the corporate walk chair, Matt Mangold for the Illinois region of Walgreens is here. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how are you, Steve? Good to hear from you.
I'm great. Thank you. And thank you for joining us. So,
yeah, great to be here. Thank you.
What do you do at Walgreens?
I'm the division vice president for design and construction at Walgreens, so all the new store builds and renovation projects, stuff like that.
New store builds? I think there's one every week at Walgreens.
Yeah, we have quite a few. Yeah, you're right.
You must be
very busy. Yes. There's a lot to renovate, and we're constantly looking for new ways to improve the customer experience at Walgreens.
Now, part of the reason why I'm having this conversation, I'll be very honest with everyone, it was about 12 years ago or so, 10 years ago, that my dad passed away of lymphoma. Mm. And ever since then, and even before then, our family has participated in Light the Night, the walk. Now, like most people, I've been a part of, and often I MC, you know, a nonprofit walk of some kind, or maybe a run, to benefit something, a wide range of charities. For me, it's greatly animal charities because of what I do, but a wide range of charities. There is no event for me as inspirational, as touching, as Light the Night. Can you explain why I'm saying this, what happens, and why it's called Light the Night? Probably will do it.
Yeah, so the Light the Night event is an extremely inspirational event where 5,000 or more folks get together in three different locations in the Chicagoland area, and they light a lantern that represents either support for someone who's currently battling cancer, maybe for someone they've lost to cancer, or just in general support for cancer research and so forth. So in my case, I like to go to the Soldier Field event, which this year is October 22nd. There'll be thousands of people down there. There's a short program, and then we will all light our lanterns, which are provided by LLF, demonstrating our support for, an individual or someone. In my case, it's someone I lost my mother to Hodgkin's in 1986. Almost everybody has a connection to it, and extremely inspirational event. We walk around Soldier Field at that event. And then there's also two others, North Shore. There's a North Shore event, Glenview, on October 16th, and there's a Western Suburban event at Spring Rock Park in Western Springs on October 15th.
And we'll offer a website before we're done here where folks can go and get the details about exactly where these events are. Now, when you say light a lantern, I want to be clear. It's not a torch. It's not a real light in the sky.
Yeah.
However,
a little LED.
Yes, it's LED. And it's actually quite beautiful because you see these lanterns with different paper lanterns, really, but with different colors, and thousands of people walking either along the lakefront or one of the other two locations in the suburbs holding up these lanterns. And it's very, very emotional at times, but it's also fun. And presumably very often people do these walks with, friends and family members as well. So I want to talk about Leukemia Lymphoma Society. First of all, how did you touched on this a little bit, but how did you get involved?
So like I said, I lost my mother to Hodgkin's disease in 1986. I was a senior in high school. And like you, I've been involved in various charities throughout my career. But when I came across LLS, I really found a group of folks who is really committed to not only raising money to support cancer research and so forth, but also supporting the families. And really connected with them. My boss at the time asked me to participate. And that first year, I was part of the Executive Challenge, which is where you commit to raising $5,000 or more. That year, I committed to raising $15,000. We have a whole team of folks at Walgreens, multiple teams, actually multiple individual teams at Walgreens and a bunch of other companies that I work with that are part of that. And just a terrific opportunity. It's really, as you know, folks nowadays, not only do they, you know, want a job that they enjoy and with a good career path, but they also want to know that the company that they're working for and the people that they're working with are doing something bigger than themselves. And this is really a great opportunity to do that through LLS.
You mentioned something really important. Cancer is one of those diseases where if someone in the family is diagnosed, in a sense, everyone in the family is profoundly affected. And I said in a sense, I shouldn't have said that. Everyone in the family, period, is profoundly affected. Can you talk about that?
Well, it's as you mentioned, it's profoundly affected. There's 1.4 million people in the U.S. either living with or in remission from leukemia, lymphoma, or myeloma. So that's obviously a huge number. Every 3 minutes, someone is diagnosed with a blood cancer, and unfortunately, every 9 minutes, someone loses their battle to one of those diseases. So I don't know hardly anybody, or I probably don't know anybody who hasn't been impacted via a loved one or a coworker or somebody who's had one of those diseases. And, you know, LLS is there to support the individuals, their families, and their communities, you know, get through it. So,
well, I have more questions to ask you, and we're getting some on our text line, 312-981-7200. I want to be clear that Matt Mangold here is not a doctor, but Light the Night Corporate Walk Chair for the Illinois region. And I do have some questions about the medical part of all that without going into detail. I would assume that you began this, you said many years ago, that there's better news. It's nothing you want to be diagnosed with, of course, but there's better news. The outcome today is likely to be far better. And I want to talk about that when we come back right here on WGN. Steve Dale's Other World on WGN. Coming up after 2 o'clock, and I can't wait for this, Loretta Swit celebrating 50 years of MASH. And I'm just catching up on text here. I don't know what happened. I mean, all these texts came through. I wasn't getting them, and then they all came through at once. There must have been some snafu with the system. And some of you are saying, you're saying, Steve, you're going to talk about her favorite thing. What is her favorite thing? You'll find out. That's just after 2 o'clock here on WGN. Comments about Alderman Brian Hopkins that didn't come in until now. I apologize. Some comments about our mayor that are not necessarily very kind. Some comments about the Chicago Bears. Don't write me about the Bears, but after 3 o'clock, Hamp and OB will be here to talk. Oh boy, will they, about the Chicago Bears. I'm going to run in the other direction. A pair of marathon runners are going to be here after 2:30 to talk about what it was like today to be in the Chicago Marathon. An event coming up that I love. I've participated in this event for except the 1 year maybe that was skipped by COVID for the last 10 or more years in a row. Light the Night at various places around the Chicago area. Matt Mangold is the team captain for Walgreens and the Illinois chair, Leukemia Lymphoma Society. Light the Night, we were talking about how this is an emotionally powerful event, but if you come back every year and you don't think, okay, I've contributed X amount of dollars and have not made a difference, that would be discouraging. But in fact, I'm believe that there is a big difference.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, Steve. So the Leukemia Lymphoma Society has invested $1.5 billion in cancer research since 1949. $1.5 billion, that's huge. LLS has also helped advance 75% of almost 100 FDA-approved blood cancer treatment options in the last 5 years, and is currently funding 250-plus research grants at worldwide institutions, including Northwestern University and the University of Chicago. So that's one of the things I love about LLS, as you can see, the money that you raise is going to patients, and it's going to research and really making a difference in the lives of cancer patients and their families.
And it's one of those diseases, depending on the individual and the circumstances, that you can treat and at the same time live out a pretty normal life, I think. And in fact, there are many people under treatment that you wouldn't know that you see every day. If you take the CTA, for example, if you take the blue line, they may be sitting right next to you, or they will be at one of the Light Up the Night events.
Yeah, for sure. Yep. I think we all know somebody who has been impacted by one of these cancers.
Indeed, that is true. So after walking, by the way, like a lot of these walks, there is something extra special that happens that we call pizza. And there are some other perks, aren't there?
Yeah, so we have several different levels of participation, I guess you would say. So folks who want to register and participate and raise at least $100 become what we call champions for the cure. They'll get a commemorative Light the Night T-shirt. Folks who raise $1,000 or more, we call bright lights, will enjoy special recognition and gifts in honor of their extraordinary effort. You can come as an individual. You can bring a team of folks. You can come in as a corporation, as you mentioned. I'm part of the executive challenge. And if, as part of the executive challenge, you raise more than $10,000, you'll get your name listed in Forbes magazine. They do a spread for us in Forbes magazine. If you're the top executive in the region, you'll be included in a national Light the Night website. And as you and I have talked, you'll have that direct connection with knowing that what you're doing, frankly, is extremely important, and you'll see it. You'll see the lights lit by those who are fighting cancer and cancer survivors while you're there. So extremely important.
And like a lot of events like it, including some 5K runs that I've participated in, there's a lot of camaraderie.
Yeah, I think that's one thing that really has been great with our team at Walgreens. We have several different teams. We get a little competitive, frankly, in seeing who can raise the most money. We're ahead of where we were last year in the amount raised. We hold a golf tournament every year, which we had just a few weeks ago. Had 36 teams play and raise money for that. Just had a great time. But again, knowing that we are really doing something great by raising money for this great cause. So there's 125 events nationwide. Over a million people participate, and there are 20,000 teams that raise money for LLS. So in Chicago, it's over 400 teams. Last year, we raised $2.3 million. Our goal this year is $2.6 million.
Well, I certainly hope you achieve that goal because it benefits so many who will need the help, unfortunately. So is there a website folks can go to?
Yep, there sure is. The website is www.lightthenight.org/IL for Illinois.
Perfect. And going to that website will tell you what the locations are, which there are three. I know there's one in Glenview. There's one at Soldier Field. I forget what the third is.
So it's Spring Rock Park, Western Springs, Glenview, and Chicago. So 15th in Western Springs, 16th of October in Glenview, and I'll be at at Soldier Field on October 22nd, downtown Chicago.
And I'll be up in Glenview with our family. Matt Mangold.
Awesome.
Yeah, Matt Mangold, thank you very much. Awesome to talk with you, and congratulations on all the good work that not only you have done, but all the folks at the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
Thanks so much, Steve, and thanks for helping us bring light to the darkness of cancer.
Well put. Thank you so much. So here's the thing, I think, and I don't know if Alderman Hopkins is still in the building or can hear me or not, but we kind of made news here. Alderman Tunney, Tom Tunney, if he runs for mayor, Alderman Hopkins won't and will support Tunney. If Tunney decides not to run, then there's a good chance that Alderman Hopkins will run. I can't wait. After 2 o'clock, Loretta Swit. I mean, who isn't a fan of the TV show MASH? It's still on every 5 minutes somewhere, and for good reason, celebrating 50 years. And we will talk also with Loretta Swit about what she cares about the most in life. I happen to know what that is. Light the Night is a wonderfully inspirational event, a touching event in so many ways. It's one of those walks for a nonprofit. This is the Leukemia Lymphoma Society. And the walk chair, the corporate walk chair, Matt Mangold, for the Illinois region of Walgreens, is here. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how are you, Steve? Good to hear from you.
I'm great, thank you, and thank you for joining us. So,
yeah, great to be here. Thank you.
What do you do at Walgreens?
I'm the division vice president for design and construction at Walgreens, so all the new store builds and renovation projects, stuff like that.
New store builds. I think there's one every week at Walgreens.
Yeah, we have quite a few. Yeah, you're right.
You must be
very busy.
Yes.
There's a lot to renovate, and we're constantly looking for new ways to improve the customer experience at Walgreens.
Now, part of the reason why I'm having this conversation, I'll be very honest with everyone, it was about 12 years ago or so, 10 years ago, that my dad passed away of lymphoma. Mm. And ever since then, and even before then, our family has participated in Light the Night, the walk. Now, like most people, I've been a part of, and often I MC, you know, a nonprofit walk of some kind, or maybe a run, to benefit something. A wide range of charities. For me, it's greatly animal charities because of what I do, but a wide range of charities. There is no event for me as inspirational, as touching, as Light the Night. Can you explain why I'm saying this, what happens, and why it's called Light the Night? Probably will do it.
Yeah, so the Light the Night event is an extremely inspirational event where 5,000 or more folks get together in three different locations in the Chicagoland area, and they light a lantern that represents either support for someone who's currently battling cancer, maybe for someone they've lost to cancer, or just in general support for, cancer research and so forth. So in my case, I like to go to the Soldier Field event, which this year is October 22nd. There'll be thousands of people down there. There's a short program, and then we will all light our lanterns, which are provided by LLS, demonstrating our support for, an individual or someone. In my case, it's someone I lost. I lost my mother to Hodgkin's in 1986. Almost everybody has a connection to it, and extremely inspirational event. We walk around Soldier Field at that event. And then there's also two others, North Shore. There's a North Shore event, Glenview, on October 16th, and there's a Western Suburban event at Spring Rock Park in Western Springs on October 15th.
And we'll offer a website before we're done here where folks can go and get the details about exactly where these events are. Now, when you say light a lantern, I want to be clear. It's not a torch. It's not a real light in the sky.
Yeah.
However,
a little LED.
Yes, it's LED. And yeah. It's actually quite beautiful because you see these lanterns with different paper lanterns, really, but with different colors. And thousands of people walking either along the lakefront or one of the other two locations in the suburbs holding up these lanterns. And it's very, very emotional at times, but it's also fun. And presumably very often people do these walks with, you know, friends and family members as well. So I want to talk about Leukemia Lymphoma Society. First of all, how did you touched on this a little bit, but how did you get involved?
So like I said, I lost my mother to Hodgkin's disease in 1986. I was a senior in high school. And like you, I've been involved in various charities throughout my career. But when I came across LLS, I really found a group of folks who is really committed to not only raising money to support cancer research and so forth, but also supporting the families. And really connected with them. My boss at the time asked me to participate. And that first year, I was part of the Executive Challenge, which is where you commit to raising $5,000 or more. That year, I committed to raising $15,000. We have a whole team of folks at Walgreens, multiple teams, actually multiple individual teams, at Walgreens and a bunch of other companies that I work with that are part of that. And just a terrific, terrific opportunity. It's really, as you know, folks nowadays, not only do they, you know, want a job that they enjoy and with a good career path, but they also want to know that the company that they're working for and the people that they're working with are doing something bigger than themselves, and this is really a great opportunity to do that through LLS.
You mentioned something really important. Cancer is one of those diseases where if someone in the family is diagnosed, in a sense, everyone in the family is profoundly affected. And I said in a sense, I shouldn't have said that. Everyone in the family, period, is profoundly affected. Can you talk about that?
Well, it's as you mentioned, it's profoundly affected. There's 1.4 million people in the U.S. either living with or in remission from leukemia, lymphoma, or myeloma. So that's obviously a huge number. Every 3 minutes, someone is diagnosed with a blood cancer. And unfortunately, every 9 minutes, someone loses their battle to one of those diseases. So I don't know hardly anybody, or I probably don't know anybody who hasn't been impacted via a loved one or a coworker or somebody who's had one of those diseases. And LLS is there to support the individuals, their families, and their communities. Get through it. So,
well, I have more questions to ask you, and we're getting some on our text line, 312-981-7200. I want to be clear that Matt Mangold here is not a doctor, but Light the Night Corporate Walk Chair for the Illinois region. And I do have some questions about the medical part of all that without going into detail. I would assume that you began this, you said many years ago, that there's better news. It's nothing you want to be diagnosed with, of course, but there's better news. The outcome today is likely to be far better. And I want to talk about that when we come back right here on WGN. Other World on WGN. Coming up after 2 o'clock, and I can't wait for this, Loretta Swit celebrating 50 years of MASH. And I'm just catching up on text here. I don't know what happened. I mean, all these texts came through. I wasn't getting them, and then they all came through at once. There must have been some snafu with the system. And some of you are saying, you're saying, Steve, you're going to talk about her favorite thing. What is her favorite thing? You'll find out. That's just after 2 o'clock here on WGN. Comments about Alderman Brian Hopkins that didn't come in until now. I apologize. Some comments about our mayor that are not necessarily very kind. Some comments about the Chicago Bears. Don't write me about the Bears, but after 3 o'clock, Hamp and OB will be here to talk. Oh boy, will they, about the Chicago Bears. I'm going to run in the other direction. A pair of marathon runners are going to be here after 2:30 to talk about what it was like today to be in the Chicago Marathon. An event coming up that I love. I've participated in this event for, except the 1 year maybe that was skipped by COVID, for the last 10 or more years in a row. Light the Night at various places around the Chicago area. Matt Mangold is the team captain for Walgreens, and the Illinois chair, Leukemia Lymphoma Society. Light the Night, we were talking about how this is an emotionally powerful event, but if you come back every year and you don't think, okay, I've contributed X amount of dollars and have not made a difference, that would be discouraging. But in fact, I'm believe that there is a big difference.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, Steve. So the Leukemia Lymphoma Society has invested $1.5 billion in cancer research since 1949. $1.5 billion, that's huge. LLS has also helped advance 75% of almost 100 FDA-approved blood cancer treatment options in the last 5 years, and is currently funding 250-plus research grants at worldwide institutions, including Northwestern University and the University of Chicago. So that's one of the things I love about LLS, that you can see the money that you raise is going to patients, and it's going to research and really making a difference in the lives of cancer patients and their families.
And it's one of those diseases, depending on the individual and the circumstances, that you can treat and at the same time live out a pretty normal life, I think. And in fact, there are many people under treatment that you wouldn't know, that you see every day. If you take the CTA, for example, if you take the Blue Line, they may be sitting right next to you, or they will be at one of the Light Up the Night events.
Yeah, for sure. Yep. I think we all know somebody who has been impacted by one of these cancers.
Indeed, that is true. So after walking, by the way, like a lot of these walks, there is something extra special that happens that we call pizza. And there are some other perks, aren't there?
Yeah, so we have several different levels of participation, I guess you would say. So folks who want to register and participate and raise at least $100 become what we call champions for the cure. They'll get a commemorative Light the Night T-shirt. Folks who raise $1,000 or more, we call bright lights, will enjoy special recognition and gifts in honor of their extraordinary effort. You can come as an individual. You can bring a team of folks. You can come in as a corporation, as you mentioned. I'm part of the executive challenge. And if, as part of the executive challenge, you raise more than $10,000, you'll get your name listed in Forbes magazine. They do a spread for us in Forbes magazine. If you're the top executive in the region, you'll be included in a national Light the Night website. And as you and I have talked, you'll have that direct connection with knowing that what you're doing, frankly, is extremely important, and you'll see it. You'll see the lights lit by those who are fighting cancer and cancer survivors while you're there. So extremely important.
And like a lot of events like it, including some 5K runs that I've participated in, there's a lot of camaraderie.
Yeah, I think that's one thing that really has been great with our team at Walgreens. We have several different teams. We get a little competitive, frankly, in seeing who can raise the most money. We're ahead of where we were last year, the amount raised. We hold a golf tournament every year, which we had just a few weeks ago. Had 36 teams play and raise money for that. Just had a great time, but again, knowing that we are really doing something great by raising money for this great cause. So there's 125 events nationwide. Over 1 million people participate, and there are 20,000 teams that raise money for LLS. So in Chicago, it's over 400 teams. Last year, we raised $2.3 million. Our goal this year is $2.6 million.
Well, I certainly hope you achieve that goal because it benefits so many who will need the help, unfortunately. So is there a website folks can go to?
Yep, there sure is. The website is www.lightthenight.org/IL for Illinois.
Perfect. And going to that website will tell you what the locations are, which there are three. I know there's one in Glenview. There's one at Soldier Field. I forget what the third is.
So it's Spring Rock Park, Western Springs, Glenview, and Chicago. So 15th in Western Springs, 16th of October in Glenview, and I'll be at October at Soldier Field on October 22nd, downtown Chicago.
And I'll be up in Glenview with our family. Matt Mangold.
Awesome.
Yeah, Matt Mangold, thank you very much. Awesome to talk with you. And congratulations on all the good work that not only you have done, but all the folks at the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
Thanks so much, Steve, and thanks for helping us bring light to the darkness of cancer.
Well put. Thank you so much. Steve Dale's Other World on WGN. Coming up after 2 o'clock, and I can't wait for this, Loretta Swit celebrating 50 years of MASH. And I'm just catching up on text here. I don't know what happened. I mean, all these texts came through. I wasn't getting them, and then they all came through at once. There must have been some snafu with the system. And some of you are saying, you're saying, Steve, you're going to talk about her favorite thing. What is her favorite thing? You'll find out. That's just after 2 o'clock here on WGN. Comments about Alderman Brian Hopkins that didn't come in until now. I apologize. Some comments about our mayor that are not necessarily very kind. Some comments about the Chicago Bears. Don't write me about the Bears, but after 3 o'clock, Hamp and OB will be here to talk. Oh boy, will they, about the Chicago Bears. I'm going to run in the other direction. A pair of marathon runners are going to be here after 2:30 to talk about what it was like today to be in the Chicago Marathon. An event coming up that I love. I've participated in this event for, except the 1 year maybe that was skipped by COVID, for the last 10 or more years in a row. Light the Night at various places around the Chicago area. Matt Mangold is the team captain for Walgreens, and the Illinois chair, Leukemia Lymphoma Society. Light the Night, we were talking about how this is an emotionally powerful event, but if you come back every year and you don't think, okay, I've contributed X amount of dollars and have not made a difference, that would be discouraging. But in fact, I believe that there is a big difference.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, Steve. So the Leukemia Lymphoma Society has invested $1.5 billion in cancer research since 1949. $1.5 billion, that's huge. LLS has also helped advance 75% of almost 100 FDA-approved blood cancer treatment options in the last 5 years, and is currently funding 250-plus research grants at worldwide institutions, including Northwestern University and the University of Chicago. So that's one of the things I love about LLS. As you can see, the money that you raise is it's going to patients, and it's going to research and really making a difference in the lives of cancer patients and their families.
And it's one of those diseases, depending on the individual and the circumstances, that you can treat and at the same time live out a pretty normal life, I think. And in fact, there are many people under treatment that you wouldn't know that you see every day. If you take the CTA, for example, if you take the blue line, they may be sitting right next to you, or they will be at one of the walk light up the night events.
Yeah, for sure. Yep. I think we all know somebody who has been impacted by one of these cancers.
Indeed, that is true. So after walking, by the way, like a lot of these walks, there is something extra special that happens that we call pizza. And there are some other perks, aren't there?
Yeah, so we have several different levels of participation, I guess you would say. So folks who want to register and participate and raise at least $100 are become what we call champions for the cure. They'll get a commemorative Light the Night T-shirt. Folks who raise $1,000 or more, we call bright lights, will enjoy special recognition and gifts in honor of their extraordinary effort. You can come as an individual. You can bring a team of folks. You can come in as a corporation, as you mentioned. I'm part of the executive challenge. And if, as part of the executive challenge, you raise more than $10,000, you'll get your name listed in Forbes magazine. They do a spread for us in Forbes magazine. If you're the top executive in the region, you'll be included in a national Light the Night website. And as you and I have talked, you'll have that direct connection with knowing that what you're doing, frankly, is extremely important, and you'll see it. You'll see the lights lit by those who are fighting cancer and cancer survivors while you're there. So extremely important.
And like a lot of events like it, including some 5K runs that I've participated in, there's a lot of camaraderie.
Yeah, I think that's one thing that really has been great with our team at Walgreens. We have several different teams. We get a little competitive, frankly, in seeing who can raise the most money. We're ahead of where we were last year in the amount raised. We hold a golf tournament every year, which we had just a few weeks ago. Had 36 teams play and raise money for that. Just had a great time. But again, knowing that we are really doing something great by raising money for this great cause. So there's 125 events nationwide. Over 1 million people participate, and there are 20,000 teams that raise money for LLS. So in Chicago, it's over 400 teams. Last year, we raised $2.3 million. Our goal this year is $2.6
million. Well, I certainly hope you achieve that goal, because benefits so many who will need the help, unfortunately. So is there a website folks can go to?
Yep, there sure is. The website is www.lightthenight.org/IL for Illinois.
Perfect. And going to that website will tell you what the locations are, which there are three. I know there's one in Glenview. There's one at Soldier Field. I forget what the third is.
So it's Spring Rock Park, Western Springs, Glenview, and Chicago. So 15th in Western Springs, 16th of October in Glenview, and I'll be at Soldier Field on October 22nd, downtown Chicago.
And I'll be up in Glenview with our family. Matt Mangold.
Awesome.
Yeah, Matt Mangold, thank you very much. Awesome to talk with you. And congratulations on all the good work that not only you have done, but all the folks at the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
Thanks so much, Steve, and thanks for helping us bring light to the darkness of cancer.
Well put. Thank you so much.